This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Experience, D, Doug, J, Jennifer, V, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. You can follow a lot of the conversation that we're having on Facebook.com. All you do is go, well, Facebook.com/DJV Show. Names today, I love names. Names in the news, focus on names, because I think often when we do this, a lot of people who do radio kind of don't understand. The listener is a blur because you can't see the person unless you really hear from people. That's what social media has done. It's kind of cool. And I have my own little sort of conference room that I like. There's private stock, if you will, connections in here. And so every once in a while, I come across a lot of names who have of people who have listened to the program and who have connected one way or another at some point in time, and I'm just sort of in the mood to acknowledge some of those people. So bear with me as I say hi to Dan Acree, A-C-R-E-E, works for an advertising company, as a matter of fact, that does advertising on this program. So that's a good thing, right, ladies? We'd all be pretty hungry if it weren't for guys like Acree.
I really thought you were going to say Dan Aykroyd, and I was going to be really surprised.
Really? Why? You don't think he'd listen to this program? Stephen King, on his station up in Maine, listens to this program. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with him. He called me once, and it was a pretty bizarre conversation.
Not the Stephen King?
The Stephen King, yes.
Does our movie guru, Chucker, know that?
I don't know that I know.
He would lose his mind if he knew that you had a conversation with Stephen King. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, Lawrence Chicarosa is also listening and has been listening for a long time. So, anyway, just nice to accommodate and acknowledge some of the people who are listening. Other people in the news that are not listening, Richard Smith. Interesting, there have been two really well-known CEOs of major companies over the years named Richard Smith. There was a Richard Smith who ran General Motors. He was a bean counter, a little short guy. The reason I know that is because he lived in my community, and he started, well, he didn't start his career with General Motors, but he ran the Framingham BOP plant that I worked in when I was in college, the Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac plant that existed in Framingham for about 30 years. He ran, and as a matter of fact, I used to, I worked the second shift, but every once in a while I'd work the first shift, and because he lived near me, he'd pick me up and bring me to the plant. He was a good guy, but he was a bean counter. So the other Richard Smith, who happens to be prominent in the news these days, not necessarily for anything good. Matter of fact, I believe he's, this week, Mr. Smith announced his retirement from Equifax. He is responsible. It always trickles to the top, right? So whether he really is responsible, he certainly knew about this major data breach that exposed your personal information, yours being yours, Jennifer, yours, Victoria, yours, Kara, yours, mine, everybody. 143 million plus people have had their personal information violated because these people didn't do enough to protect it. So he's been asked to resign, fired, and in order to get him out the door, they're paying him $90 million. Okay, Mr. Smith, you suck. Here's a check for $90 million. Now get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How else do we read that? He volunteered to step down when they waved a check for $90 million in front of him. Yeah. What a bunch of phonies. Okay. Time for one more, and then we're going to We have an expert on stroke and atrial fibrillation. This is something that killed my father, so it's important to me. We're going to be talking about that, some warnings, some information, some help for you in that department in a second. First, though, in the focus is the King of Saudi Arabia, who this week has ordered that women be allowed to drive cars. So now you can drive all those Buicks that you have over there or whatever else you got. Women, and remember, the burqas that they wear only allows their eyes to be visible. That's it, right? Your nose, your mouth, your whole face is covered.
The
only thing that you...
men in this country were saying that women couldn't drive for so long is that somehow driving must upset your ovaries. And so that was the reason that they were giving women that they couldn't drive, that it was going to cause them physical harm. And, you know, I was talking with my mom about this last night. She and I do not agree on anything politically. But tell you what. The thing that makes me so frustrated about all these NFL players taking a knee is that you cannot find another country on this planet that treats African Americans, that treats women better than this country. Imagine that. Imagine being a woman and being able to drive for the very first time today in Saudi Arabia. I mean, our country is not without flaws and it's not perfect. But man, if you're a minority or a woman, would you want to wake up anywhere else on the planet today? I sure wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, England, Ireland, France, Canada. I mean, there are a lot of other countries that treat minorities and women way better because they don't even have, especially with minorities.
Think about the care, though. I mean, as far as being a woman in Ireland.
I disagree with you on England. I don't know about Ireland, but England is not the... No, I don't agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
England, how?
They're horrible. They have...
The racial divide.
The racial problems they have in England, they just do a better job of covering them up than we do. But no.
Well, for women, I mean, I've lived there, and I certainly don't have anything
negative
to say.
All right, anyway, so, Jennifer, finish what you were saying, because we've got to...
That's it. I mean, I can't think of a country that that I would rather live in. I mean, as far as medical care and as far as all of this stuff, I would rather be in the United States than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And imagine being in the Middle East today, waking up going, wow, I can drive for the very first time. That's a huge deal. Congratulations to Saudi Arabia for finally getting on board. But I guess I just hate to see our country getting beaten down all the time when we, you know, that wouldn't even be an issue for us. We have so much freedom here in this country.
All right. Well, points on both sides. Well made. 14 passed. We talk about atrial fibrillation and how it may affect you next.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. Hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anyway, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 502 regular taper fit and 514 straight fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work-to-weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
15 past the hour. All right, ladies, I think you've heard me tell stories off and on over the years about my father at the age of 50. He developed atrial fibrillation. He was treated in a lot of different ways. This is 50 years ago when he had the problem or when it started. And if you don't know what AFib is, it affects lots and lots of people. It's the irregular. I think Dr. Ken Kronhaus refers to it as your heart beating like a bag of worms. So let's get a little bit more, perhaps there'd be some more technical information besides the description of your heart beating like a bag of worms. Trudy Loben is here with us, the focus on atrial fibrillation, She is the CEO of Arrhythmia Alliance. Is that right, Trudy?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Hi. My description, a little superficial. Will you explain what atrial fibrillation really is?
Your description was perfect. For many of your listeners with atrial fibrillation, AF, AFib, it's all the same thing. It really does feel like a bag of worms. What happens, briefly, we have four chambers in the heart that, for the majority of us, the rhythm, the beat, is normal. However, for people that have AF, the chambers are not beating rhythmically. And therefore, it feels like our heart is pounding out of our chest. It feels like a fish flopping around, drums, bag of worms, all these different descriptions. But basically, it's a horrible sensation, breathlessness, exhaustion, pounding, palpitations. And we should take it seriously because without a diagnosis, we're at high risk of an AF-related stroke and the consequences of stroke. Studies have shown that AF-related strokes are far more devastating, debilitating, and fatal than most other strokes. And importantly, we need to get it diagnosed. And it's very simple to do so.
Well, I again refer back to my father's experience. He died at the age of 91 of a stroke. He had four strokes three of them in his 80s and the last one in his early 90s that killed him. But he went through. The AFib started when he was 50 or 51, so he lived with it for 40 years, but he had all kinds of weird drugs that he took. I guess once you've recognized that you have the problem, how is it treated, Ms. Loban?
Well, importantly, it is to recognize it. We should all know the rhythm of our heart by knowing our pulse. And, of course, having an EKG. And it's important that we speak to our doctors, we discuss to get a diagnosis, to access the correct therapy and treatment. But often, not everybody has permanent AF. It may be intermittent. And that's where there are new devices, new technologies coming to market. There are even patches now that we can wear that you can wear for 2 weeks. It records the rhythm of your heart and will pick up any abnormal arrhythmias. Arrhythmias are heart rhythm disorders, and it will pick up AF as an irregular arrhythmia. The latest patch to market is the iRhythm Zio patch, which you can wear for 2 weeks, and it will capture this. The report is then sent to your doctor. He can diagnose. And most importantly, the first step is therapy to reduce your risk of an AF-related stroke. And that therapy is in the form of anticoagulation medication.
Yeah.
We used to have warfarin, coumadin. Now there are four other anticoagulation drugs on the market. So discussing with your doctor which is the best one for you. This will not make your AF better. It will greatly reduce your AF-related stroke. So as well as speaking to your doctor about reducing the risk of stroke, once you've had a diagnosis, you must also discuss the treatment options. And there are various options, whether it's drugs, whether it's devices, ablations, surgery, etc. All those are available. And we can offer all that information so you know what to discuss with your doctor. And if you want to know more about which EKG is right for you, we have a publication on that. If you go to the knowyourpulse.org website or
knowyourpulse.org
website.
knowyourpulse.org. That's the website. knowyourpulse.org. Coumadin is no good for this. Warfarin is rat poison. So you want to stay away from those things. I found, frankly, that there are a lot of natural ways that you can deal with this as well. But getting the information, as is pointed out here by Ms. Loban, is what's most important. KnowYourPulse.org. Thank you, ma'am.
Hot hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Don't tell your mother, kiss one another, die for each other, we're cool for the summer.
You may recognize the musical tones of Demi Lovato, because that's who you're hearing sing. And you recognize it, good for you. Find that interesting name. Isn't she the one that's really very athletic on stage?
Yeah.
Were we talking about her a couple of weeks ago?
She got her whatever newest belt is in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. She got a documentary out, as a matter of fact. Demi Lovato, Simply Complicated, coming out next month. Tells her fans on Twitter, project has been a long time in the making, and you can watch it on YouTube, because they have, what is that? What is the service called on YouTube where they are doing their original material like this?
It's just on YouTube, and you can subscribe and get, it's a monthly service, just like any other streaming service, and so you get all this exclusive content.
Oh, so you can't get to it unless you subscribe. Because YouTube, generally speaking, you just get access to it by going to YouTube.
Right.
But you have to sign up for this stuff, huh?
Yep, it's their new service.
She talked about wanting to show fans an intimate personal aspect of her life when she's not on stage, allowing her fans to understand better what happens backstage when you're in the limelight, as well as the struggles that come with mental health and tough aspects of your life. I'm looking at my future and my past, she said. Want to share that with my fans. She also hinted on Twitter that the series would discuss her sexual orientation, a topic she feels strongly about keeping personal rather than announcing as fodder for headlines. So what do we do? Assume from
that
she's gay, or she's bisexual, or she likes sex upside down? What does that all that mean?
I think there's been a lot of speculation if she's gay or not, but...
Why?
Who cares?
Why would anybody care?
Well, why would anybody care about anybody's sexuality? I don't know.
Did she finish up with a relationship with a man, though? I mean, she's had several... She's been linked to several male stars.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, she was with Wilmer Valderrama for a long time, and then they broke up, and then she was with... Joe Jonas, was it? One of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
These people are so self-absorbed.
Yeah.
It just amazes me how self-absorbed.
Well, I think in this new era, I don't know if it's necessarily her.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of, you know, with social media, I think that a lot of people get asked stuff like that, and it's fans just want to know more and more and more. So I don't know if it's self-absorption or just feeling this need to answer what your fans want to know.
Okay.
Or just constant speculation about you when it, you know, may or may not be true.
People are always speculating about me. I'm 5'2", eyes are blue, coochie, 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 coo.
Oh, boy.
Wow. There we go.
I think that raises more questions than answering them.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, next up in the musical focus is Conway Twitty, Conway's Gonzo. You go back to 1975, number one country record, Touch the Hand. It was a big tune. I kind of remember this, actually. 20 more trips to the number one spot over his career. From that time to the summer of 86. It was the B-side of that record that would endure even longer. This is a collaboration with his daughter, Joni. Don't cry, Joni. You're listening to it now. Let's crank it up a little, Kara.
You're just 15, I'm 22. And Joni, I just can't wait for you.
The duet apparently wasn't supposed to have happened, according to Joni. I had no idea I was going to be on the actual record, she said. Dad kind of tricked me. He told me he was going to take my voice off the track and replace it with a professional singer. After the song reached the Touch the Hand song, got to number one, disc jockey started to flip the record over, and it became very popular. His daughter's name is Joni Twitty Riles, and she says she's excited to be able to bring some unreleased music to her father's longtime fan base. So I guess there's a new disc of recordings that Twitty made in 1972, haven't been released, and they're going to be. I understand all of the pieces to this year.
I think it's October 6th.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Good. All right. Conway Twitty, quite a hero in the old country world. 28 after.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After the hour on our DJV experience, our conversation about what's going on. Background to this half hour will include a conversation about something called telehealth. Ever heard of that? Telehealth. Not like telemouth, it's telehealth.
Is that when you call like an on-call doctor?
Well, kind of, yeah. Virtual visits. The new way people are going to secure their health will be on you look at your screen, it's kind of like FaceTime with your doctor, right?
Tell you what, I have actually a lot of information about this, because when I thought I was dying up in Breckenridge because of the altitude sickness, and there were no clinics and no doctors and like the closest, all this stuff, I was like, I think there's online healthcare. And so I was Googling around and I downloaded the app. And just as I was about to press, they require you to fill out just your name and email address. Nothing personal about your health or any of your stats or your health situation. But they just have you fill out like your name, your email. And then you have to pay $60 first. And then they get back to you with the consultation. I believe that they would do either with like FaceTime or you could do it via text or online. But it's, I was literally ready to press $60 because I was desperate and found out that we were leaving Breckenridge. So I didn't end up actually having to press the button. So I saved myself the $60. But I was surprised that it didn't ask you anything about your medical history before it asked you for the cash.
Mm. Well, there you go. Well, let's find out how this works. We will in a couple of minutes here on the DJV Experience. Hello to Scott Durbin, who's listening, Richard Goldman, and Charles Martin. All in the focus as I clean out my inbox. Saying hello to people that listen to the program. Also, names to focus on. Ric Flair, who you'll remember has been fighting for his life after years of alcohol abuse, said in an interview yesterday that he cringes to think that his grandchildren will know that he slept with 10,000 women over his career.
I just saw that too and was going to send it to you guys.
So what, he and Gene Simmons? Didn't Gene Simmons say he slept with 10,000 women too or something?
I don't think that many, really. There's a special that's going to air in November on ESPN, and it's all about Ric Flair and his womanizing and his wrestling career and his health struggles and all that kind of stuff. So I don't know what I remember. There was a basketball player. I think it was Wilt Chamberlain.
It was. Wilt
the Stilt. That was his nickname as a basketball
player. How many women did he bag?
About that many or more. So he said, anyway.
How do you keep track of that many? Do you just, like, lose count and then say, well, it was this many people per day, per year, and you just do some multiplication tables, or what?
Just do an average? I don't know.
Do an average.
I don't know. How do you come up with that? And why does 10,000 seem to be the number we've heard numerous times now?
Maybe it's a goal that everyone tries to reach? I don't know.
But if you think about it, these wrestlers are on the road for 200 days plus a year. Yeah. And if you multiply, you know, if there's like a girl in every port and then you multiply that by a few years, I mean, you can see where they're getting these numbers.
Hmm. Yeesh. Kind of creepy.
It's gross. Ric Flair traveled for like 25 years, too.
And, I mean, why would you want to sleep with this guy? Look at him with that phony blonde hair.
Was he good looking when he was young?
No, but he's a wrestler. I mean, he looks the same, I think. I don't think he's aged very well. I mean, he was never my cup of tea, but I'll be honest. I mean, if you're sitting in a bar and Ric Flair starts paying attention to you, might be fun for a Tuesday.
My favorite part of the story, but also the worst part, is that he referred to his, you know what, as Space Mountain and asked ladies if they wanted a ride.
Oh, okay. That's when you have to walk away. That's gross.
Yeah.
Next. Okay. Coffee. And the focus here. Everybody here drinks coffee, but no, Victoria, you don't drink coffee.
I don't, no.
Jennifer drinks coffee.
I don't think
coffee.
Karen does either, right?
All right. So, Jennifer, this is you. This is yours.
I know. I'm going to get cancer from coffee.
American Airlines has set out to discover and remedy the most common causes of flight delays.
Oh,
according
coffee
to
problems?
The chief of operations, an inordinate amount of coffee maker problems contribute to delays on planes. A short delay due to a coffee maker throws off the entire schedule and could affect thousands of passengers. Seems silly when you think about it, though, simple coffee maker. But apparently there are lots of problems with these little coffee makers in planes. The FAA requires coffee makers to be installed in a very specific way because of safety. They have to have circuit breakers, wiring, insulation, all kinds of stuff because there's a possibility of a fire. In turbulence, things get banged around. So each of these features requires a lot of engineering because there's, for everything, the cockpit is full of switches and lights. And every single circuit has a light on it in the cockpit. So if the light goes on for one of these three or four circuits that affect the coffee machine, and apparently that happens more than anything else, the biggest mechanical, you know, when you sit on the runway or you sit at the gate because the plane has a mechanical, what more often than not is the problem is there's something wrong with a coffee maker.
Oh, boy.
And that's why people sit there waiting for the mechanics to come and change a light bulb or something like that, or a switch in the cockpit. That's
crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I don't drink coffee, but is coffee on planes even any good?
Not usually, yeah. But sometimes you just need it, especially after a long flight in the morning and you just, it kind of gives you that wake up. I don't, you know, I get kind of freaked out drinking coffee on planes because I just think about the nasty water that they use.
Well, that's what all the flight attendants, whenever we've done a lot of these stories on the show where certain flight attendants anonymously will talk about, like, the 10 dirty secrets of the plane, and none of them will drink the coffee or the tea on the plane because of the water. They said it's the same water tank that is where you wash your hands in the bathroom. It's the same water source. It's one plane, you know.
Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me, Dougie, that my coffee causes cancer, because there's a company in Southern California that's getting in trouble because I guess they were putting in some kind of crazy chemicals into their coffee, and it was even in Starbucks, like in all of these store brands that you'd buy at the grocery store.
There's a coffee called Death Wish Coffee that's on the market, and the Center for Disease Control has warned this week that consuming nitro cold brew could have fatal consequences. This is one of the types of death wish coffee there is. The world's strongest coffee, that's what they claim, could lead to botulism because cans have a deadly toxin in them that leads to botulism, food poisoning. So apparently symptoms of botulism start with a weakness of the muscles, control the eyes, the face, the mouth, the throat. So if you drink this stuff, why would anybody drink it? Why would you drink anything that's called Death Wish in the first place?
That's
right?
A great question. I would not. I'd be a little freaked out by it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So much for coffee in the news. In a moment, we deal with this new way of getting health care, as Jennifer and I were talking about a moment or two ago. There's an open enrollment period for health care. So let's see what we can glean out of this that will help you in the health department. It's 43 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 45 past the hour. According to the American Telemedicine Association, more than 15 million of us have received some kind of medical care via telehealth in the past year. So let's get a definition of telehealth. From Patrick Cornier. Am I pronouncing that right? Cornier, I believe. Is that right, doctor? I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly.
The first was the best, Doug.
Was it real? Okay. Cornier, that's good. I like to have that thing. I want people to feel comfortable here. You're the Executive Vice President and Chief Medical Officer for the National Health Plan and Hospital Quality at Kaiser Permanente, so you'd be close to this. How much, the definition first of telehealth, and then let's find out how many people are using it. Go ahead.
Sure. Telehealth actually has a pretty broad definition. In many ways, we've been using telehealth for many years, and the kind of advice you get over the telephone, for instance, which is an alternative to going in and seeing your doctor, is one example of that. But it's really expanding dramatically and in ways that are making things a lot more convenient. There's secure email, which is an option, telephone, and video visits being one of those that I think a lot of people think of when they think of video visits and telehealth. But there are also trackers for important medical information like blood sugars and blood pressure and all of those kinds of things that can be exchanged electronically with your physician and with your care team. that help you with care. We even are now doing texting back and forth between physicians and patients and other care providers. Another interesting dimension of telehealth is not just between a doctor and a patient, but between a doctor and a doctor, things like having neurologists who are specially trained in managing strokes, connecting with emergency departments and helping them to manage someone who's come in with symptoms of stroke. So using these technologies in a lot of creative new ways to connect a patient's problem, a patient's circumstance, to the kind of expertise and advice that they need in the moment is creating a lot of really interesting new ways of helping patients.
You're certified in family practice. I'm intrigued with that aspect of this because I think, or more often than not, we think of these sorts of things as helping older patients who may not be mobile to get around in the new innovations and technology. That's one aspect of it. But how does this fit in an entire family practice scenario?
It's remarkably helpful, actually. When you think, for instance, of a young family, a mother or father with a child who's ill in the middle of the night, having telehealth technologies available to be able to answer a question, let them know what it is they might need to do, to be able to convert from a telephone call to a video visit so that you can see, for instance, a rash on a child's arm or leg. You can do a lot of things that save that parent the time and worry about whether or not they need to come in immediately. A young millennial who has a symptom or has had an injury who really doesn't want to interrupt their day by going into their family practice clinic or into an urgent care center, making these kinds of connections using these new technologies are really very effective for them. In fact, that's one of the areas of greatest interest that we explore.
All right, so you use the word worry. One of the things I'd be concerned about is privacy, all the hacks that you read about when it comes to the connections that we all have and use. People are concerned about this person hacking into their records, bank records, but I would think the same thing would be true about health records, wouldn't it? Wouldn't we be concerned about that sort of thing?
It's an excellent question, and you're exactly right. All of these services need to be delivered in a way that is very secure, that protects your privacy, and ensures that that exchange of information over all of these different technologies is getting the same kind of protection and very strong protection that happens with your medical record in your doctor's office, and being sure that this kind of technology and these exchanges of information are connected to that same secure environment is critically important.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is the time of year when they call it open enrollment. So you can decide, choose your health care plan. But in order to understand the value, maybe the depth of value to telehealth services, you ought to ask the person or the company that you're considering going with how they bring telehealth services into their operation, how it will help you with better care, how much access they have to specialists, you know, that kind of stuff, the cost. So as you're thinking about if you're going to change this year, maybe those are some questions to ask. You've certainly done a great job in getting us to think to ourselves, okay, how about I do consider this? Dr. Patrick Cornier, thank you for being here from the National Health Plan and Hospital Quality section at Kaiser Permanente. 10 minutes before the hour on the DJV Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Practice my sound effects here. 53 past the hour. Time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein. Even though his pet tips can be heard every day on this program, I like to quiz him each week at this time. Warren hosts the Pet Show, which is a great weekend way for you to while away a couple of hours. Listen to people asking questions of Warren. He gives advice. His advice is good. His advice is great. His advice is based on years and years, decades, in fact, of studying animals, working with animals, helping people with their animals. So if you have problem behavior with your pet, you might want to listen in. Just go to thepetshow.com and find out where you can hear it and how you can hear it. Warren Eckstein with a new study on pets and their parents in just a moment.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. Bill alone. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always the great answer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, 55 past the hour. Did you hear the story, Warren, of this woman who was the co-founder of the Virginia Beach Island Dog Rescue? grew up in the islands. Her name is Sally Gear. She chartered jets to save animals affected by the hurricanes in Puerto Rico and some of the other islands. I know this was, she was trying to fly 20 animals every day for a week, and then apparently that expanded. She got other people to help with private jets. Didn't we see some celebrity who was sending a jet down to pick up animals? Wasn't it, who did we talk about, Victoria, this week that seems to me was sending...
Well, Mark Cuban and Jennifer Lopez are sending jets down, and yeah. I know Jennifer Lopez donated $1 million, but that's not necessarily animal-centric, though. But there are a lot of other people who are... I mean, our rescue is in Puerto Rico. It was completely decimated, and none of the animals are there anymore. They've had to all be in with fosters. But, it's a total disaster. I mean...
So this woman has evacuated 300 dogs and cats in St. Thomas, and... is working and now in league with people of Puerto Rico. So how often is this? I'm wondering, Warren, if you've heard of other examples of this sort of thing.
Yeah, it goes on all the time. There's Angel Flight for Dogs. There's a place based here in Santa Clarita, California, where there's retired pilots, and what they do is they fly around the country, whether it be a dog that needs a special surgery here, or they have to pick up dogs from the south and bring them north, or vice versa. So it's something that takes place a lot. But here's something that people don't understand. Probably one of the best transporters are the 18-wheeler truck drivers. There's a group of eight. It's kind of like the Underground Railroad for animals. There's truck drivers that will take trucks, and they will take, as they're delivering, let's say delivering from Boston to Los Angeles, and they will bring a couple of dogs with them, either as foster dogs temporarily, and drop them off at a shelter because they couldn't get adopted in another area. So people really, there are organizations out there, and when animals need help, people join in. The problem is that if they don't know about it, they don't get involved, and that's why it's so important a show like yours really lets people know that there are so many things that can be done to help animals, whether it be donations, whether it be volunteering.
Right.
Even if you can't go with the animals, there are other things you can do.
Yep. All right. There's a study out on pet parents. When your puppy gets sick, apparently you do too, and that affects it, whether it's physical or mental. Study found that pet owners suffer stress and anxiety when caring for a seriously ill pet. I was trying to think about that.
It makes common sense. I mean, you went through it with Charlotte. We've all gone through it. I've gone through it 100 times with all the pets that I've had the opportunity of living with. And when your pets are stressed out or your pets aren't feeling well, I think there's even more of a relationship than with other people because your pets are totally dependent on you. You know, when your dog's not feeling well, or my little chihuahua is 15 now, and every once in a while his stomach's off, and he just looks at me and says, I know you can make me feel better, Pop. I know you can do it. You've done it for so many years. And I think it's that guilt or that feeling of not being able to that really gives people the stress and anxiety when taking care of an older pet or a sick pet.
Yeah, there's the humanization of all of this, Warren, and people discount it, but it's true. It really is the humanization of our relationship with our pets, even maybe more in this era of being disconnected from other human beings. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.